How do you think it went?
I just think it's, I mean, appreciate them coming and listening to our views, but I'm not under any illusions that I think the decision will be made no matter what we say. We've just got to fight to keep this open for our youngsters.
So you didn't have any reassurances at all from
them? We were told that they'd talk about it, but I think there was more... I think it was more saying that there were other facilities or other things they could look at, that we wouldn't lose, you know, we wouldn't lose a service. But what we were asking for was them not to close this. There was no guarantees that that wouldn't happen. We just got to keep on fighting and rallying for it to stay open for our youngsters. Because the majority of the youngsters who were representing our children, that they have said... They want this. This is their choice, not my choice, my daughter's choice. I live 45 minutes away on the other side of Birmingham, and we travel this distance because this is what she wants. And if she's happy and safe and relaxed, then we can relax when we have our respite, which is what it's all about, recharging your batteries. And to go through the whole assessment process for another service, it's going to take 12 months, 2 years, and where are all these families going to be then if it's broke down, if the families are broke down, or, you know, would that be long-term residential care? I don't know.
What do you feel about the alternatives that are perhaps going to be offered, foster care? Or
If we're looking at private care, my concerns would be there about the awful scandal that was in the news, all over the news at the beginning of the year. Over in Somerset, I think that was. Gloucester, I can't remember the name. Gloucester. Obviously, that would be my main fear. That would be a concern. I'm not saying every person's like that in every care home, but that would be my first fear. Foster care, I think it's going to cost a lot of money to train parents up. I don't think a house... I know my house is as safe as I can possibly make it, but... when my daughter displays a change in behaviour, I don't know how somebody else would cope. I mean, here you've got sensory room, you've got specialised facilities, you've got more members of staff. So my daughter needs 2-to-1 care. So they've got that amount of staff here. If you go to a foster home, a foster carer is usually 2 adults, and they may have other children who also need their care. So when a young person with, say, disabilities may be challenging, who's going to be dealing with that? The consequences are just, you know, I can't imagine. But I would have thought it would be a lot more cost in long-term future foster care. I just want Charles House and the other homes to stay open. They do a service. We were given this service, and we're actually saying we're the Birmingham people. We want this service for our youngsters. I'm speaking for our youngsters. We want Charles House.